right, so welcome to Hello Port Harcourt. My name is Jude Omamigbe. All right, now, first things first, let's get some vital information out so you can start to engage with us, all right? Because I know whenever we get to talk about the police, it seems like it's a never-ending story and we get a barrage of comments and conversations, all right? So, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. At Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. All right, that's where you find us on Facebook and on X. Our WhatsApp and Telegram number available on 0809030 6416. 0809030 6416. All right, we have those things set. All right, I'll return later on. I give you numbers now. You probably heard in the news that three officers attached to the River State Police Command are now facing disciplinary actions after they were arrested for extorting $3,000 from Setin Kalu Ibe and Anthony Ifeanyi. Spokesperson for the command, SP Grace Iringa-Koko, said this at a media briefing, I beg your pardon, at the command headquarters. That was yesterday. Now, the names of the officers, Dabara Adon Yabo, who's an ASP, and also Talent Mungo and Inspector Ode. Talent is an ASP as well. Now, Iringa-Koko said that two out of the three officers have been issued queries by the inspector. While the inspector has been subjected to an orderly room trial. And ladies and gentlemen, I have actually been to an orderly room trial. So it's a bit like an inquiry session, and when you are in the force, that is, and eventually maybe some disciplinary actions tend to follow. Okay, now I have two questions for us this morning, and like I said, I know some of you are probably online already and getting ready to give us your two cents in this matter. But first, let's get to hear the official statement. This was yesterday. This is the voice of Grace Iringa-Koko.
The two officers have been issued with official queries and the inspector has been slated for an orderly room trial. Additionally, to demonstrate our commitment to transparency, accountability, the River State Police Command has decided to publicly parade the officers before the press on to underscore the seriousness with which we view this matter.
Taking this serious. Last year, a lot of people complained that what exactly is the problem with the policing in River State, in particular in Port Harcourt City. A lot of people are still critical. Don't get me wrong. I don't think a lot has changed. But I think a lot has changed. I'll say this. I'll give you one example. Now, a few years ago, about 5 years ago, right, if you were a male and you had your hair worn in the dreadlock style, or you had your hair braided, and obviously you look younger than 35, there's a very strong possibility that you could be pulled over, stereotyped, or profiled, and then harassed. It happened to a few friends of mine, not too far from where we are right now. And in fact, on one of those occasions, I actually had a conversation with, the policeman. I said, bros, they use your eye. Who would be the kind of people when they dress like this, when they do like this, Not be bad people, not be people in a jungle gang, when they wear hair like, say, they be woman. Now, nonsense. And, people would ask, but is there enough reason to, apart from profiling, extort, punish, bully, and dehumanize these human beings? Well, these days, if you look around Port Harcourt, a lot of guys are now very comfortable wearing their dreads. Things have changed. It's a gradual phase from, that 2019 period with the SARS issues, and then, 2020 with the hashtag #EndSARS phenomena, A lot has changed. You may say slow, but it has changed. Like I said, go around the streets of Port Harcourt. There are a lot of men, young men, who are very comfortable wearing their hair in the dread or even tinting their hair. And, nobody's looking at them as, you are not a bad person. They're not afraid, to be expressive of their artistic nature or whatnot. Things are changing. So I would say things have changed. So, my questions. Are you impressed with the punishment of the erring police officers? Once again, the SP said, look, we're publicly expressing our grievance with them, disappointment, and also the punitive measures. Once again,
extorted the sum of 3,000 UST equivalent to 4,200,000 naira, and a thorough investigation was conducted to ascertain the facts surrounding the incident. The extorted money was recovered and released to the victim on the 18th January 2024. The two officers have been issued with official queries, and the inspector has been slated for an early room trial. Additionally, to demonstrate our commitment to transparency, accountability, the River State Police Command has decided to publicly parade the officers before the press on to underscore the seriousness with which we view this matter.
Opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
And now, hello, Port Harcourt. With you on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, so there you go. All right, so two questions. Are you impressed with the punishment of the erring police officers? And then secondly, is the criticism of the police in River State, is it harsh? Once again, we know that the police have shortcomings all over Nigeria, right? As an institution, you know, we can go on for days, you know, citing all the crimes, all the extortion, all the abuse of power. Yes, we can. If you look at River State in particular, right, there have been some successes, some measured successes, and it has to be asked, let's be honest, guys, ladies and gentlemen, are we or are you too hard on the police in River State? They have some flaws, yes, but the criticism, too much? When something good happens, how often do you have people expressing gratitude and all the whatnot? 0179230002 0179230003. Once again, 0179230002 0817923000003. Once again, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH. All right. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp and on Telegram. I've just received a message here from an anonymous person. Something that I think we need to address immediately. Some information, but thank you very much. We need a verification on this. If you are in Eneka area, could you call in or maybe send us a message if you've seen something recently? Just let me know. Send us a message, please. All right. Thank you very much. All right. So, back to our questions and to you. Join the conversation. We have Kelly on the line from Rumekini. Kelly, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
The punishment they meted to those police officers is too small.
It's too
small. If an ordinary Nigerian should steal 4 million, police will charge the person to court. Some of them will even rot in jail.
Yeah, but Kelly, they started that process. They've had the orderly room trial. They are going to be, you know, shamed, as it were, to the general public. And then from there, after they have been done with the orderly room trial, other civil, you know, punishments can come in. They've started the process.
Well, to me, that process is wrong from my own point.
Why?
Reason being that they should use them as an example. They should dismiss them. They are disgrace to the force. If a civilian will do that, he will not even get a second chance. The shaming will not change anything and will not change the other ones who are still on the road doing the same thing. We are afraid to travel with money. We are afraid to travel with new cars because they can kill you and take those things from you. No error anywhere. That's what they have been doing.
Well, Kelly,
that's why when they transferred to River State, they pay me a man to live in River State.
But Kelly, but I don't know if you know.
Why would they bribe not to go out of River State? Go and check the record. 90% of the police we know in River State, they don't go out. When you transfer them, they spend money and come back to River State because of this kind of corruption they are involved in. This is the one they have caught. Do you know how many persons who go without even reporting such cases?
You have a point.
Do you know how many Yahoo boys they will just transfer their money, they will just quietly go? Since this person is bold enough to come out to talk because again, it's a new business, they should dismiss all of them.
But that's like I said, that's Kelly, when the orderly room trial starts, that's the very first step. Clement speaking to us from NTA Road. Clement, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jude. Let me join my voice. Send them to Abuja. The Prince Ogunwubi should parade them on national TV and thereby dismiss them immediately. What is the difference between what is to do and the one that stopped the parade in along Abuja? They will ask you anything for me. What is the difference between that one and this one? Send them to Abuja. Let them display them and parade them on national TV so that electors will be able to speak English to all from social media and on television.
All right. So you are not very impressed with this action. They're trying to sanitize the police in River State.
Sanitize. It dismissed two people for asking a white woman anything for me. What's the difference between that one and this one, please? What's the difference?
Hold on. But come on. I hope you do know there are processes. She just stated, and I'll play that excerpt from that interview, that there's going to be an orderly room trial. First, after that, you know, who knows? They can be dismissed or charged to court or whatnot. But it's the first step.
In fact, the judge should be the thing that should dismiss them because what you see them on national TV and on social media? $300.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. Clement, thank you very much. We have a break coming up shortly. And after the break, I get to go to Facebook and to read your messages. Stay tuned, please.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
All right, so welcome back, 92.3 Nigeria Info. If you just joined us, we are talking about the police in River State, policing in River State. Now, just before we even started, remember I made the mention to FEMA. I said, look, policing is a very difficult job. And it is very easy to cast aspersions, to speak vindictively, to be angry, to have, you know, some sort of bad blood with the police. And it's not a Nigerian thing. It's almost everywhere in the world. In fact, there are only a few countries where there is seemingly, you know, an understanding, a rapport, right, between the people and the police, all right? It's not like, well, when the police see them or they greet them and they give them, you know, shawarmas or whatever. No, but that charged atmosphere is not there. There are a few countries. Off the top of my hand, you know, to my head, I can realize a few that I read about. For example, Iceland, you know, Denmark, Finland, you know, Switzerland. When the average person sees the police, there's the, okay, all right, let me hear what this man has to say. Okay, all right, let me be respectful. You know, in Holland as well, that's the Dutch, right, but rather the Netherlands, they're pretty respectful of the police. Policing is not so difficult, but it didn't happen overnight. This is years and years of refinement. Right, but almost everywhere else, no, when you see somebody in the uniform, the law, no restriction, you know, and by nature, people don't like to be restricted. It's not easy. Granted, it is important that there is some level of restriction on policing, but it is not easy. Now, let's come back to Port Harcourt. All right, now I told you, and I'm sure I'm going to play the clip once again, that two officers, in fact, three of them, have found themselves in a bit of a hot boil. They have carried out investigations, and now the police has said, the hierarchy in the police has said, you know what, we are done with these people. We are going to investigate them. In fact, one of them is subject to an orderly room trial. And usually, when you have an orderly room trial, it is done to ascertain if you really have done something wrong. If the evidence is overwhelming, you most likely will face some punitive measure, not restricted to even a dismissal. Right? We've seen that happen before. Even on television, last year, how many of you remember, there's a couple of officers who were dismissed. You know, they were stripped off their uniform, and that's not particularly nice. You know, that's kind of like a disgrace. You know, if you are in the security, cadre, you know. But once again, the voice of Yeringe Koko.
The two officers have been issued with official queries, and the inspector has been slated for an early room trial. Additionally, to demonstrate our commitment to transparency, accountability, the River State Police Command has decided to publicly parade the officers before the press on to underscore the seriousness with which we view this matter.
Did you get that? They view it very seriously. So let me get back to you, and we'll open the phone lines once again. Two questions. Are you impressed with the punishment of the Erin police officers? And two, is the criticism of the police in River State, is it harsh? Is it? I gave the example earlier on that, look, a few years ago, you know, a lot of guys, a lot of males in this city would not feel comfortable. In fact, almost anywhere in Nigeria would not feel comfortable wearing their hair in dreads or tinting their hair. But these days, people are doing it. Guys are wearing their hair, their dreadlocks, whether it's because of religion or it's a fashion statement or whatnot, or to express their artistic tendencies. But they are comfortable doing it now. Are there flaws with the police? Yes. But when things go right, you know, let's call out and applaud them. Shouldn't we? I don't know. 017-923-0003. 017-923-0007. WhatsApp is 08-09-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. First of all, let me commend the police force, even though this act isn't something we should be patting them on the back, because it is their job. But I believe that some good works need commendation. Like the first caller, Mr. Kelly, and said many situations have gone unreported and no justice served. I want the police command to make body cams available for the police to move with. If their cams go off when on duty, they should be held accountable and asked questions, because that will help to monitor these guys. Even the other room investigation and other investigations, do they have enough evidence against these guys and the others? Policing is difficult in Nigeria and Port Harcourt, because police themselves made it difficult for themselves. Zion is in GRA. We have Robin in HA. But let's get to hear from Zion. Zion, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Mr. G.
Good morning, Zion.
The ineptitude of the Nigerian police is causing us more harm. Look at the recruitment process. Who are they recruiting into their system, and how are they recruiting them?
That's a very valid question. Very valid.
When you recruit criminals into your organization, what do you expect? Your armored cables will be cut off, your bomb will be stolen, your diesel will be siphoning it. That is the problem. And we can't continue in this kind of thing. Oh, we are parading people, we are parading that. What kind of primitive life is that one?
Oh, but Zion, even in the West, it happens. If a police officer has been caught doing something wrong or is charged for maybe excessive use of force, there is an investigation, and the investigation is made public after it's done.
I like the factors. Excessive use of force. Is Nigeria on being used this matter? Is there excessive use of force? Or is it a criminal act? You were busy recruiting criminals into your organization in the name of Commissioner Slots, President Slots, Senator Slots, this person Slots. You just recruit them without doing a viable process in recruiting them. What do you expect? A body enacted by the Act of the Parliament supposed to work proficiency to be an underlined word to consider. Efficiency should be considered. Diligence, integrity. The reason why most, okay, when we are growing up, they ask most of us, will you join police? We say no. What do you want to become? What do you want to do? This and this and that. Why we are avoiding police is because of the level of integrity in the Nigerian police then. It was a level of articulation in the Nigerian police then. By the grace of God, we have some of them from my community that were training us up to come and join the police, going about the child. You see, the men, when they speak, they are like a visionary in the community. Their words are fire, they are attacked, they undo criminal. People don't even commit.
Okay, all right. So I have Robin in the chair, but let me ask you, second question. Do you think these criticisms over the years, particularly in Port Harcourt, have been harsh about the police?
We are not criticizing them yet. We have not done anything yet to talk about criticism. See, you know why these ones are on the radar now? Because their father's name is not Abraham. If their father's name were Abraham, you will not hear. The ones that took millions out of his family to Abuja, that even the IG said, don't bring money back, I don't need money from anybody. Where are those guys?
Okay. All right, Zion, let's get to hear from Robin in Nature. Robin, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robin.
Yes, can you recall the thing that happened somewhere around Rumo Lumeni, where how many days old baby was buried alive and some guys were arrested?
I think I remember that story.
Good and fine. Do you know that the young man that attacked the police had to take a protest to the police quarter to demand the matter, the status of the matter at that time? And he also confessed openly on radio that the suspects clearly claimed that nothing will happen to them. So the truth of the matter remains. Crimes are abound in our society, in every strata of life. But how are these crime or those who commit this deviance, how are they dealt with? I am thinking that laws should be amended to include that such person should be treated as a thief, as a criminal, as a robber. Very few policemen are disciplined. Go to any police station and see how they will harass you. Who do you want to see? A shout at you as thief. You are a thief. The relationship between the police and the civil society is not even. But in this subject matter, those persons, after the or the room trial, whatever they are doing about, they should charge them for the crime they committed, which is kidnapping and armed robbery. Because at the time they committed the crime, they are holding firearms in their possession. And they should be treated as such. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin from HA. Thank you very much. What's up now? Excuse me. 0809-030-6416. 0809-060-6416. This one says that the victim was kidnapped and they extorted $3,000 from him for ransom. It was through the help of an activist to track them to PH to collect the money. The River State Police needs to do better. The rate that they extort young men in Port Harcourt is too much. They label every young successful man to be a Yahoo boy, which is not right. So thank you for the topic. Brimo from Rukwaku. Joseph is on the line. Joseph is speaking to us from SARS Road. Joseph, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Joseph.
Okay. Firstly, the recruiting process is our problem with this police.
And our politicians, they are part of the problem. I tell it to you, the rank and file are recruited at state level. It is still our politician that will give notes. This person is from me, the girl is from me. Most of them are known bad guys in the society. We push them there. That one apart. Then the criticism of the Port Harcourt police, I think it is what they earn by themselves. If you recall, there was a statistic recently that Port Harcourt come up top in one of the states where police brutality is high, where they kill. I made a trip to Akwa Ibom sometimes ago with a colleague for a meeting.
Okay.
There was a colleague of mine walk up to one of the police officers there. With the way they conducted, he shook hands with them. He said, if it were to be Port Harcourt, your people would be harassing us anyhow. He told that guy, he shook hands with them. There used to be this very good boy that normally comes to me before he joined police. Joined police, become a commission officer. But because I constantly advise him that don't do this, don't do this. And on one or two occasions where I was with him in the police station, where I see what happened, that I told him, no, you should not be doing this. As a responsible woman, you believe that this boy started avoiding me. Up to today, as I'm talking to you, he doesn't come to me again. So the decadence in the police is terrible. And because they have the gun to back them up, they do and undo. How can a police officer that is meant to protect you, extort you, to the extent of killing, they kill people and obtain money. So such people should be brought to the book. Let us see them not only promising us, let them be dismissed and treated like criminals as it is in a normal civil society. Thank you and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. That's Joseph from SARS Road. All right, so more comments. All right, let's get to read this one. This was from Winnie Doom. It says, though not all the police in the state are criminal-minded, but like I always say, until the problems of our Nigerian police are adequately addressed, we would continue experiencing the worst of these. Our police need serious orientation. Doom Winnie with that comment. Okay, all right. This one is Ezeken from Ubumini. Ezeken, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
Jude, are we surprised of hearing what the Nigerian police force are doing? I think in the recent time, the last time I checked, I see the... let me say that the recruitment of police exercise were on the high side of admitting the so-called retired or repented police. That is why in this recent time you will see police officers behaving as if without the uniform, that nothing will happen to them. So what I'm saying in effect is this. When the recruitment of police exercise go on, let there be decent, thorough, thorough exercise. Let me put it that way, because the system is feed up of copies. That is my own take.
Okay. All right, Ezeken, thank you very much. But look, I know. Online, and then when you walk around, and obviously when you feel the pulse of a lot of Nigerians, this narrative that it's former cultists or gang members that are now in the police comes through. Have there been scenarios where it was very obvious that this person did something wrong and then found his way to police? Yes, I would not sit here and deny it. Right. Yes, we've heard of those stories. We've also seen pictures. We've also seen documentation. It's happened. However, it may not be as widespread. And then you also have to factor in the one of the constitutional rights of an individual, and indeed of any government, particularly a democratically elected government, is that when someone or people have been found committing crime, they still have a chance. All right. Of being reintegrated. They serve a punishment. That's why they usually send to the correctional facilities or to prison. They are meant to be evaluated, reorientated, and then reintroduced into society so that they can become, successful, active, members of society. You don't just, you know, like I say, you don't just, you know, everybody lump them up, okay, throw them away, you know. Punishments should be done, should be met, and then they should be followed through. But maybe the idea of, okay, once somebody commits a crime, why are all of you, throw them away, they're all bad people, you know. Yes, we'll not have them. That's not what the government is meant to do. If I'm not mistaken, there is such a thing as a second chance. Harry is speaking to us from Port Harcourt. Harry, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Harry.
Our problem is too big to just narrate on radio issue. Police issue in Nigeria has become epidemic. Our problem with police sometimes are not those who are standing on the road, but those officers that occupy office, senior officers.
Interesting.
Because they know those they recruited, and they have the purpose of recruiting them so that they become their subject in working for them on the streets. That is why this thing will never change. We are thinking that they are recruiting as cultists, thieves, and all those things. It is a compensation also from the political angle. Politicians use it to compensate those boys. They know them.
You're making a statement that is plausible, but do you have proof? It's very easy to come on the radio and say, oh, Jude's political party, collateral boys, when they arrested them, to compensate them, they put them so that they can now become constables. Do you have proof of that?
These things are the problem we are having. Now they have paraded them. Can you also tell me how this issue will end? This problem, how the end will come. You can monitor it to the end.
You can.
The same way we cannot tell you the fact how those people have been recruited. We don't have it, but it happens. Happens. Now, as you said, they have paraded them, they collected some billion, this and that, and that, dollars, whatever. How will the end be? What will be their real punishment? You two will not follow it up. After today, I tell you this thing will end. You go to another topic. Nobody follow issue to the end. That has been our problem. If you issues is to follow to the end,
Harry, let me put you on the spot, because you know when you say who's going to follow it to the end, yes, I agree, news is always evolving, you have to move on to what is current so you can give people the most up-to-date issues. But when you make mention of follow something to the end, it's the people as well, you know. So who gets to ask, you know? Sometimes when our reporters go and ask, oh, where's this person, oh, he has been arrested, they sent him to this place, okay, do we have proof? The people who accuse a police officer, for example, do they come back to say, oh, this man, I've not seen him, what's happening? Sir, has he been punished? We don't get to hear those stories. So
you are more privileged than those people who accuse policemen. You don't know the threat they face after accusing them. If you have privilege, you are a presenter. You are informing the public. If you will go deep down to find out after accusation, what next? I tell you, why those people did not come back? The threats they face. The face of the police and a man who is already a thief handling a gun in the physical. Do you have any point to challenge him? Oh. Nigeria's God should help this country.
Well, you will have to help the country, yes, because you are a god yourself. Akanto is speaking to us from Bori, but I understand his concern, Harry. Good morning to you, Akanto.
Jude. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Good morning, my friend Jude. Well, we have made several contributions, and we are not talking about it. We are talking about the rank of strength of Nigeria police. Yes, I know that there are some bad eggs in Nigeria police, just like in our house. In society, you will also have the deviants. Mm. And those two,
okay,
the law of the land. Nigeria police on the exception. Again, Jude, in the report we said last year, we interacted with a senior police officer from Ogoni Extension. They happened to run into his knee. And that's why he knew him. But because of this Nigerian full and contribution, somebody did tell me a demand called. And we have interaction extensively. And
the man said categorically that wherever you want to operate in Nigeria police, where they post you, wherever, and he is not working on you, he's not working where you can stop money, all those kind of things. But God is blessing him. Let's talk about the issue of psychology in Nigeria police.
Interesting.
We are talking about the psychology, the psyche of human beings.
Okay.
Because when you are being recruited, integrated, even though you are alleging that those bad boys are being recruited, yes, they may be bad boys. But you are watching violent movies. The violent movies, the journalist, a violent theory can make you not resort to violence sometimes. The recruited bad boys, yes, you agree. But when they incorporated into a Nigerian force, there should be a psychology that will tell them what not to do.
Okay.
So
fair
that
enough.
One should be the handiwork of the higher police officer to train these people, bring, just recreate their mindset to be another person in Nigeria police. PBA is pain. So, to us, it's not just by on the group. Those of them who are committing are listening to us. In Nigeria, they are listening to me as I speak with God, and you are talking to Nigeria police and listening to us. We are not the architect, but you should employ psychology. I'm suggesting that psychology, professional psychology, should be employed and teaching and training of mindset of Nigeria police should be carried out. We have the good police officer. And finally, Jude.
Yes, please.
Let me say it in strong terms. The blockage at the front of Nigeria police force in Bori should be removed. That blockage has caused several deaths. Because I know that police are listening to us now. God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you very much, Akanto from Bori. Now, on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH, let's get to Facebook and also get to X, at Nigeria Info PH. Then I go back and read messages on WhatsApp. Okay, all right. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Peter Azuma on Facebook says, look, give me the number to call in. We've called the number several times. And it goes on to say, the conduct of extortion and forcing responsible citizens to alight and pass checkpoint at Obeama Obigbo is highly embarrassing. Says this should stop. So stop and search, but no, they're considered to do that, to carry out for security reasons. But yeah, I understand it can be stressful. Last year, I was stopped at my one. We were in the bus. We asked to come down. Our pockets were searched, you know. IDs were asked after. And even the driver's license, you know, of the bus driver was also requested. You know, and all of these things, fortunately for those of us who were there that day, they were all valid. And we were sent to go. Now, Doom Win says, why would commend the police hierarchy for steps taken? So if I want to say that parading them is not good enough, because this is the attitude of our policemen, especially here in River State. Says, I am of the opinion that the DPO of their various divisions should also be punished. Available investigation revealed that some of the police officers are acting based on targets given to them by their superiors. Where are these investigations? The natural response is, Jude, you should go and do the investigations yourself. But yeah, when you make claims like this, you know, we have to ask for the veracity of such statements. All right, what's up as we wrap up this morning? All right, well, remember I did say I'm expecting some guests. Well, I've just been told it's going to be tomorrow. And so we will do what I'd like to do on Tuesday. Talk about cars. All right, so by 10 o'clock, we'll get to talk about cars. All right, so much for me to get to you this morning. Now, Escobar says, they say the police is your friend. But all my experience with the Nigerian police are totally frustrating. Although the police is very useful in every society, because without them, there would be chaos. Escobar. Good morning. Desi from Choba. The issue of Nigerian police is caused by three things. The government, the senior police officers, and the people. Interesting. It's the first time I've heard anybody accuse the people of being part of the problem on this program this morning. It says, it's the people. The people are also part of the problem. Anyway. Small step for man, or is it small step for the police force, but a giant leap for Nigerians? I don't know how that will come across. But the police are beginning to back up their words with actions. My name is Jude. Thank you for listening. Good morning.